Steve, tell us about the wild side of Mr. Quayle.
Well, you know, the point is that I think sometimes I was one of those individuals that was raised with no, quote, official religious Christian, any type of upbringing whatsoever. The point is that in college, George, I was the president of the fraternity, which, like I say, John Belushi would have been proud of it, Animal House. Let me just say this. I almost offered the MSU, I went to Montana State University, an employment opportunity because I was before the conduct committee so much that they couldn't probably do anything more to than kick us off. But prior to kicking us out of there, we were known as the guys that knew how to have a good time. And we introduced co-ed dorms long before they became fashionable nationally, okay?
I'm with you.
Needless to say, had a wild time. And when I say a wild time, I went to Hal Lindsey, and you've had him on your show, and I knew nothing. You got to understand. You're asking me, so I'll just be blunt. I knew nothing about religion. The only time I ever would probably use the name of anything religious was swearing, and I had a mouth that would make sailors blush, and I'm not proud of that. I'm just telling you that's the truth.
Man.
Hal Lindsey pointed at me. We were at a meeting in the Student Union ballroom and said, "Jesus loves you," and he explained to me who Jesus was. I didn't know. I was so stupid. I got to tell you something. I was just frankly
ignorant. You're not kidding, are you?
I'm not kidding. And it was so traumatic to me that he would say that Jesus loved me, explaining that Jesus was the Son of God and that God will forgive anyone of their sins. And believe me, there was no doubt in my book. I had a flashing neon sin experience, so I didn't have to be told where I would end up. As you know, when you're buying the booze for the boys and the girls, you've got many friends, but when the brew quits flowing and you're left alone, you wonder what life is all about.
That's true.
I was having a tremendous time in college. By the way, I wouldn't say my education was the highlight of my life being there, but when I went to Hal Lindsey, that's the time of the late great Planet Earth, I went home. I lived in the home with my mother. I went into the basement, and this is going to sound remarkable to people, and I was, by the way, in my conscious mind, I was very much a pragmatist, very much a realist, and the presence of Jesus, literally, not a feeling, not a ghost, nothing, but the presence of Jesus showed up in my room, literally, and I was thrown on my face as dead right before him, and he looked, by the way, like he does in Revelation chapter 1, not the way you see him, portrayed in religious paintings. He lifted me up, and I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus, your Savior. And he looked into my eyes, okay? Now, understand, I'm a total hedonist before this. I'm totally, and these are my words, okay? And the people that would know me could say, I'm not embellishing, nor am I doing anything less than just saying it like it is. I've always had the ability to say it like it is. And he looked into my eyes, and every cell in my body exploded with love. And I can only tell you like this. If you've seen like the transition in the first Star Wars movie, that's what it feels like inside, okay? And he touched my life in such a way that my mouth immediately cleaned up. Now, I got to tell you something. I would get kicked out of people's homes for my rudeness. I was one of the most despicable, crass, disgusting people I know, okay? So I changed so dramatically that people thought, what happened to Quayle? He must have got, his head hit with a hammer or something or done something. And at that point, it was fascinating to me because, the Lord shared some stuff with me about what the end times would be like. Look, I didn't know anything about the end times. I didn't even know who Joseph was. And he said, I'm giving you a Joseph's ministry. I had to go talk to somebody to even find out who Joseph was, I didn't know who Joseph was. I didn't even know who Mary was, okay? I knew nothing. So the point is that what was critically important to me is that God, in his mercy, to one of the most wretched men on the planet, revealed himself. And so, by the way, this wasn't mystical. This was real. I'm down on the ground trying to do push-ups, and I can't get up until, literally, I could not get off the ground. And it was like all of the rancor, all of the foulness of my life, I was like someone who, and I wasn't on heroin, but it's like, the only thing I can explain is, like, the burden of all of life came off my shoulders at that point. I didn't come from the best home situation. I had a father that was incredibly abusive. He was an alcoholic.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, which I was on the road to being an alcoholic. I started drinking, and when I say drinking, I was, you know, hoisting not a few, but quite a few. And the thing is that I was in a rock and roll band, and quite candidly, I can tell people that in those days, in the 70s, is a far cry from what it was now, but in those days, it was still pretty raucous, okay? And so the thing that influenced me more than anything was the fact that simply these words that Jesus spoke to me face to face, he said, I love you and I forgive you. And I thought, man, what a deal. And I really did. And people say, well, you must be out of your mind, you must have been crazy, blah, blah, blah. No, I'll tell you what, I was crazy before I met Jesus. And after that, George, I could read the Bible and not understand a word, even after this experience. And the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, I'm going to bring some people. They're going to lay hands on you, and you're going to understand the Bible. Out of the Bible came my fascination for spiritual warfare, kind of like you, wanting to know why people choose evil when it seems like the beauty of everything, you know, I saw the world in a different way. And again, look, I'm not a prude by any way, shape, or form, nor am I, you know, trying to lay anything on anybody. But the point is, I can tell you this, that the answers I had to who am I, where am I going, where did I come from, what is meaning, all that stuff was pretty much solved to my satisfaction. And what I've learned in all this is that God's not only real, and again, not everyone, you know, has that experience. Obviously, because of the nature of my profane existence, God chose to manifest himself to me that way.